This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, we're going to head up towards the Panhandle area and check in on Mike Jeffcoat and see how his big annual hunt is going. Good morning, Mike. What's up, man?
About, I don't know, it's in the 20s and blowing about 25, I guess. I guess I ain't stuck my head out there yet. But, well, yesterday was, we had 40-mile-an-hour gusts yesterday.
Oh, I bet that was raw.
It was. I mean, thank God for them laydowns. You know, that was the best thing. You get down below it. So, them poor birds was, they was having a hard time doing something yesterday. I mean, I watch birds probably, I don't know, go a half a mile. Probably took them 10 minutes to make a half a mile.
Bucking that wind. Man. Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, and that was us. You know, we didn't kill but 12 yesterday, and just couldn't. It was just Mother Nature had us. was against us yesterday. That's for sure.
And well, that's been a part of our lives forever. You know, fighting the weather.
You know, and we got some young guys with us, and we try and tell them, and the guy did too yesterday morning. Look, you better make that first shot count, because once them birds flare back,
and they're gone.
They're gone.
They grab that wind, they are out of dodge quick, brother.
That's tough shoot.
That's kind of like dove hunting South Texas in a 40-mile-an-hour wind.
Absolutely.
Once you get on him, you better pull the trigger quick, because you're not going to get a second shot. He's already out of range.
Well, that's like, you know, Scott and them was up here last week, New Year's Day and all. They was here. Mm-hmm. And that's when dove season closed, right about that time. But they got to do one hunt here, and it was stupid, because I seen a lot of dove yesterday.
Right.
But that's what he said. He said, man, I'm having to look into the sun and the wind's blowing 35. That's tough shooting on these doves. And I said, oh, great.
I promise you. What did y'all shoot yesterday? What kind of hunt did you do? Mallards?
Cranes. We shot
cranes.
No, we shot cranes.
Okay.
Yeah, we killed. But we didn't kill 12. You know, it just, like I said, Mother Nature was against us. And we laid in them blasts till 11 o'clock. But I'm telling you, about 10:30, I mean, we saw birds all morning. you know, off in the distance stuff. Them birds come back across to us about 10:30 and go into water. But, I mean, they was sky high. And you're not doing anything with sky high cranes. I don't care how good a call you are, what kind of spread you got. When they up there and got altitude, they got one thing on their mind, and that's water. And we got picked up and headed back. We went by some of them ponds. My God. That one pond we went by was probably a quarter of an acre, and I bet you it's 10,000 cranes sitting around it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, yeah, we're going to try to shoot some geese this morning and see what happens. And there's quite a few specklebellies here right now, and I hope we can get on those specklebellies, but you know how that goes.
Well,
you had an interesting trip getting here, so.
Yeah, I was just fixing to ask you about that. That was—I bet you were a werewolf when you got there.
I'm telling you, it took me. When I talked to you, I was in Willis, Texas, at 5 o'clock when I talked to you, and I didn't get here till 4:30 or something.
Man, what a drive!
Right from Fort Worth to Abilene. I probably never got over 45 miles an hour.
Right. I'm surprised you were able to go that fast. Because, man, I was looking at radar. That stuff was nasty.
You know, I was early enough that I guess I hit Fort Worth about, I don't know, 5. I hit Fort Worth by 8.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't no traffic. But that's when it really started to snow and rain and freeze and all that stuff. And I mean, I just got lucky. I mean, I got behind an 18-wheeler, and I just stayed about a quarter mile behind him because he's mashing all that stuff down, you know,
right.
And just went on. But man, yesterday I was looking at the reports. Dallas got smoked.
Yeah.
They said there was 1,400 flights canceled in Dallas.
Oh, it was a mess.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it was. So, no, the worst of it was about Weatherford. And then I got past Weatherford, and I got to get back up 75 miles an hour for about 100 miles. And I got right there to Abilene, and there it was again, and there was people in the ditches, and it was crazy. So,
well, up north, they make fun of the way we can't drive in Texas when it gets snowy and everything, but I've been seeing a lot of interesting videos from up north and all this weather, too. They can't drive in it either. They think they can, but they can't. Yeah. That makes them more dangerous.
I saw a video yesterday, I-40 westbound. 32 miles of deadlock traffic.
Yeah.
So,
stranding your cars on the highway in the snow.
Yeah. What happened to that football game last night? I couldn't make it to the end.
You didn't want to watch the end. We had the ball with a little over 2 minutes left on the first and goal at the 1 yard line and blew it. They just backed off and went to the running game. Which, you know, Ohio State's known for their goal line defense, and they stopped one run, and they threw a big, quick flare screen out on the flats, you know, and he got dumped for a loss of about 6 yards, and then they go back to the passing game. Well, they put a full blitz on and knocked the ball out of his hand before he could throw it, and they recovered it, picked it up, and ran it 88 yards or whatever all the way to ice the game at 28-14, just finish it off. We had a chance to tie it up, maybe get another overtime win, but it just – best team won. I mean, It, those two big plays killed us. You know, the one right before halftime where he ran it 82 yards on a screen pass, and then that big play at the end. I mean, it just Ohio's better than we thought they were. They're really good.
Cost me $100.
Yeah, it's and we got one team left now. We got the Texans today, and I'm not making any predictions on that one.
I ain't neither.
No.
So, I mean, you know,
pick
you em. Ain't Kansas City. You're not. I mean, it's all about Kansas City Chiefs.
If we win again, it's just prolonged death.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I seen Jeff Phillips sent me a picture. He was fly fishing yesterday in 39-degree weather.
He sent me the same pictures, man.
About a 4-pounder or something in his hand.
Yes, catching bass in that. He said he's totally numb. He was going to the truck.
That's just crazy. That's a good dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's a good man. Well, he's... He was cold. He paid for
that. Yeah, it was cold. Yeah. Nice. You know, it was me. I mean, I went back to get trucks yesterday, and I mean, directly north our trucks, and probably a quarter mile to walk to them. And I had stopped three times, turned my back to it, and just stand a minute and get my breath because it was brutal.
Man.
Yeah. But like I said, we had, you know, we had sustained it. 20, 25, but gust in the 40.
Right.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah, that is. That's.
I ain't looked for today, so I'll figure it out when it's doing. But I did get a warning on my phone last night about some more weather this way, but I don't know if it ever developed or not.
Well, there's another front coming tomorrow.
Another one?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, our rain chances pick up tomorrow, about 80% chance. We're going to pull a south wind this afternoon with that front coming and pull some more moisture up into the front line. Here we go again, but it's not going to be as cold as the last one.
Right. How much water did y'all get?
Man, I figure I probably got a couple inches, 2.5 inches.
Wow.
Yeah. There's water standing everywhere. It's we're saturated now, so.
Well, that's like up here. You know, I've known these boys for a long time. The man runs his operation. You know, I've known him since he was about 12 years old, and you know, he wound up here from Bel Air. I mean, and he helped Scott Cleary and some other guys there out there on the prairie around Eagle Lake when he was a kid, and he got a scholarship to Tech up here, and that's how
never
he
came back home.
Never come back home.
Found his niche. Yep. Got to go to Texas Tech. Figure it out, man.
Yep, there you go. So
that's good stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, and that's what he was telling me. This is a wet as they've ever seen. He said, "If they got plenty of water up here." So, you know, and that spreads stuff out too, especially on them cranes. You know, they got,
right.
Like I said, you watch them get up and go feed, and they got to come back to water, you know, and especially when they had a drastic weather change.
Right.
It's, you know, it's, like you said, he said, "I've never had to drive like I'm having to drive this year." He said, "But I have to go." And
you got to go where the birds are.
Yeah, I get through with y'all by noon, and me and the rest of the guys were on the road.
Yeah, spending all afternoon scouting for the next day.
Yep. Got to figure it out.
I played that game before.
Yeah. Well, like I said, yeah, you know, you'll see a plowed field that's got a little shallow basin in it, and it's got water in it. Well, yeah. That's, if them birds see that water, that's where they're going. So, they got a drink, too. So,
food and water.
You food and water. That's what it's all about.
To survive. All right, Mike. Well, I hope y'all get them today.
Oh, well, and like I said, it was fantastic yesterday, but, you know, we had a bunch. We had probably 25 birds come in, and, you know, he had to call it a little long. You know, somebody killed one out of it, but that was it. Because when they pick them big wingspan, that 6-foot wingspan, when they throw it up,
they'll grab
they're going
some air,
back,
buddy. They're
they
gone.
Grab it. They're gone. All right, brother. Give All me right. a call at 832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, buddy. Y'all whack them and stack them. Pile them up.
All right, brother. Later.
All right. See you, man. All right. That's Captain Mike. Jeff Goat up in the panhandle, crane and speckle belly and mallard hunting. Man, what a life. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down G-Town Wave. Try to run down Captain James Plog this morning. See what whether he's in limp mode or full mode. James, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
What's happening?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing.
Yeah, I'm
cold.
With you. Yeah, it is.
Man, I tried to work on a little tackle and do some stuff yesterday, and it's terrible. I'm like, man, I ain't getting paid for this. I'm done. It's just bitter, man.
Well, your tackle room's downstairs on the ground.
Yeah, still cold.
Yeah, it's still cold. You're out of the wind.
I could have dressed better. You know, really got, like, really get set up for it, but I'm like, man, I don't know. That might be too much effort.
I know. You go outside to do something, you got to put all your gear on, go out and fiddle around for 5 or 10 minutes, and then come back in and peel it all off.
Yeah. I had a bunch of stuff to do outside yesterday, and I had to come get more stuff, man.
I guarantee you.
I ain't got enough stuff. So that's it. So what today? Is it cloudy?
No, it was clear coming in. The moon was bright, and I could see stars and the space station, all that good stuff. But it didn't get as cold as they said it was going to get. I figured it would with that clear sky.
I think it was 40 down here. What the water temperature? I don't know if I saw it this morning. It was like 45, probably.
Yeah, it's right there at it.
I'm telling you, we talked about it whatever day it was. They've been playing games with you on this fish weather. I might as well sign up because I'm tired of looking at it, not seeing what I want to see.
Well, I mean, hey, get you about 10 weather apps, and you can find the one you like.
Well, I got them. You know? I got all of them.
I do, too. Just shop around. Do you find the forecast you want, and then go fishing, and then blame it on them.
I just want to see the water temperature. Oh, here's – now, this is – hang on, man. Where is this at? This is a good one right here. But they'll turn this thing off. You'll look at it in 30 minutes. I guess your phone knows you already looked at it. So it'll turn it off. Let's see what it says.
Well, I'm showing 45 at Eagle, 52 at Morgan's. Galveston Channel's 51, and offshore at the buoy, it's 57.9.
Yeah. All right, this is at the railroad, at the base of the railroad bridge.
Now, that's
right
the
here.
One to go by right there.
Okay, it's working now. It's 38 degrees. Damn, they got that water at 44.1.
Whoa.
Yeah. It got cold yesterday, man. It never got good. There was never no sun. So
yeah, but day before yesterday, with that rain and 37 degrees and the east wind like that, northeast and east, that's as raw as you want it right there. That's
hey,
no good.
You ought to have seen how I didn't see it. I just saw the aftermath at it. Because I looked at the jetties one time. I know people are sick of us talking about weather, but we ain't got nothing else to talk about. I looked at the jetties, and it was 35. And it was 33.7 knots at the 20-mile buoy, 9 foot. But you ought to have seen how high that tide got up on my concrete, man. It was like a storm.
Oh, yeah. It was a northeaster, you know, just like they get up and, you know, up north.
It was crazy, man. The water was all the way up there. And then when I went to the gym yesterday, that tide was going out so hard, I promise you it was running 5 knots.
I bet it was.
I promise you. It had been buoys in the Tiki Channel just
laid over.
And it
I bet you the old Hammer had to put on waders to go get in his truck yesterday.
Yeah, Ham probably had to wader up.
Oh, he had water all under his house, he said. Then tide bulled up like crazy. Had to come up, 3 feet?
For sure.
Yeah.
That was probably, I mean, I ain't no meteorologist, but you think, let's see, well, let's call it 3. It's probably 2.5, but probably call it 3. And then you had about a 2 foot low yesterday. You had about a 5 foot swing of water.
Hey, that's a Johnny Flusher right there, buddy.
That's crazy, dude. It'll change some stuff about where them fish will be. But I don't know if they'll bite today. I know where they're at. I know 20 place they should be at, but I don't know if they'll bite. I don't know. Maybe 44 is cold. But I think that water temperature right there, from what I can tell by that railroad bridge buoy right there, is usually pretty right.
Well, it's right out in the middle of the bay where, you know, we want our normal, you know, accurate readings. You know, a lot of these others are close to deep water next to the ship channel and all that, and it's not the same as the bay temperature.
Right, and, it's kind of deceiving.
You know, that's what I was watching back in 2021 when that railroad bridge went to 39-degree water temperature. And then it went to 38 and stayed there for, you know, 36 hours. I said, we got a problem. We're going to lose some fish. And it was
I wrote all that down. I got it all wrote down.
Did you write it all down? I'm just going by my memory, but I remember looking
at it. No, you're right. You're dead on
it. Bob Hardy were texting back and forth, you know, and he's going, boy, this ain't good. And, it was.
We lost. I mean, we had fish to catch. I mean, it was okay.
Yeah. Well, the freeze don't kill all of them, but it
killed.
It hurt us.
I think in '89, I think it killed all of them.
'89 was. You come in with 7 or 8 trout and a full day fishing. You better call the Chronicle. You were the man.
Yeah. Remember that? '89. I think '89 was that was pretty sad.
We got double whammy. You know, we had. You know, the 89 Christmas freeze, and then right after that, we had that February freeze with snow.
Right. I forgot about that.
Remember I had to do a seminar, one of them deals with old Mark Sosin back in the day at University of Houston. And they had a big seminar booked. And, man, it took me forever to get from Chambers County to just 45 right over there because of all the snow and ice on the roads. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. That's like that one year. Remember that one year we left the boat show? It may have been 85. I don't think we had no fish kill. It's probably 85, and it might have been then. I don't know. I don't think so. Remember, it was all frozen, and, man, it took me like 4 hours to get home. Remember that? We left
it was bad.
There.
That's when I left my booth in there and said, y'all can just have it. We just walked out.
Yeah.
We grabbed our fish mounts and our pictures and took off.
We left. Remember, then we got that box of rainbow trout they was giving away.
Yeah.
I mean, they drained that deal. We filled that.
They drained the rainbow tank, and they were handing out bags of fish when you'd walk out the back door. Here, how about some rainbows?
We just took the whole cooler. So look, fill this cooler up, man. They won't come to me with them.
Oh, but, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It just wintertime, man. We ain't had no winter. Hey, I was thinking about it. I don't think I've canceled a trip. Maybe one. I can remember the day.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. There ain't much wind. It's nice. It's clear. It's not. It's still cold. I guarantee you, 30.
It's 39. I'm showing 39 at this one site in Galveston. And when I went on air, it was 41. So it's come down a couple of degrees. It'll always get colder right at daylight.
Right at daylight, it'll get colder. But I think I may have missed one day. And I could have fished.
Yeah.
I could, and I could have caught them because they did. But I tell you who I had Craig Kiefer. He really, you know, he don't really care about fishing out of the boat, fighting that kind of deal. So
no,
we didn't go. But honestly, we ain't really even had enough weather. We just kept going. I mean, we had fronts, but there really wasn't nothing, of course, like this.
Right.
So, you know, it wasn't. Now it's wintertime. That's how it is, man. Same old deal. But
well, all the years I've been doing this, I always looked at you get any trips in January, it's a bonus.
It's all bonus, brother.
It's all bonus. That's what you work all hard all year for, is just to make up for, you know, dead times like, you know, the dead of winter. I mean, that's just part of the game.
That's why you got to roll when it's time to roll, man.
Exactly.
And like me and you, we'd always jack around. We went to the boat show. That was 10 or 12 days. And then we did whatever we did.
Oh, remember that, man. 10 days of that. Oh, Lord.
100% you're going to get sick. It was 100% you're going to destroy your liver because you're going to drink about 15 bottles of Crown.
Well, back then, yeah. Now, no. Not so much.
I couldn't even stay awake long enough to even sell anybody.
Hey, I had one drink on my birthday and got snookered off of it. I'm going, boy, I'm not a seasoned vet anymore.
We ain't no vets no more. We were at one time now.
Damn season. They wanted to party hardy all night and fish all day. We're their guys.
Bring it, man. But even Cameron, I watched him slow down. They can do all that stuff. But
yeah, he's growing up. He's probably getting wiser a little earlier in life than we did.
Well, that's what he told me when we turned 21. That's what he's going to do. So I'm going to quit drinking, man. But, yeah. And then, you know, because when I go back fishing here, I think around the 20th, I'm going. I mean, that was just to go. It's time. But, you know, I ain't going to worry about it too much right now. Actually, Thomas and Taylor, they were going fishing this morning. They called and said, man, you want to go? Man, it's too cold. I gave them a couple of places to say, y'all go check them for me. I ain't going.
No. So, been there. But, been to the fair, poked the bear, bought the T-shirt, all that, you know.
Ain't that the truth, buddy. Ain't that the truth. But
let me knock this break out, James. Hold on a second. I'll be right back.
Yeah, go ahead. I ain't going nowhere.
All right, man. Well, I need to talk about the Belleville Meat Marketplace. If you're looking for a great place to have all your processing done and buy quality cuts of grade A beef, pork, and chicken, the Belleville, the best in Texas, nothing like it. And they have smoked sausage samples available daily in their store. You can try it before you buy it and check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pecan poke, smoked pulled pork, and homemade hot dogs. And they have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage. And while game processing, check out their new sausage recipe. You got to try it. It's really good. Along with that, get you some deer tamales made, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. The drop-off and pick-up quality at the Belleville, there's nothing like it. Packaging is second to none. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 537 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
Yo, buddy. Yeah, when you get through, I mean, from October to Christmas, man, I'm going to go close to 60 days.
Right.
You're pretty much toast after that, man. Need a little break.
Yeah.
I guess Jay, was Jay in Mansfield? I know he's already gone.
And I talked to him the other morning. He called me, and what was that, Thursday I talked to him? He was on his way back to Mansfield.
He was going back?
Yeah, he came home to get some things done and spend some time with the family and then head back to the promised land.
Yeah. Well, they got... You got some good fishing down there, man, but I hear it's pretty busy though.
Yeah.
Busy.
Well.
You know, when we used to travel, well, your tournaments taught everybody how to travel anyway, out of our comfort zone for going to Galveston. And then you went to catch big fish and get away from people. You know, now you're gonna leave and drive 8 hours and drive into half the city of Houston. That's why I ain't real interested in going. I got people want me to take them down there. I said, man, I ain't going.
Yeah.
I think that's where everybody's fishing, man.
Well, they're going where the big ones are.
They ain't no doubt. They got them. But, you know, I think they got tough days, too. You know, they can't go down there and get you one.
No, it's not like fishing. It was back in the day by any means. But, you know, at least down there, you put in the work, you got a shot at a PB, you know, a personal best or, you know, a giant fish.
Man, that one year that I was in Baffin, I was using my customer Carl Self has a little camp there at Rivera.
Right.
And, man, everybody's wanting me to take him down there. And I said, man, I called Carl. I said, Carl, because he's got a big-time ranch. really good ranch right outside of Cotulla. He said, man, we don't use that house, James. Y'all take it, use it. If something breaks, fix it. Pay the light bill. Y'all just have it. So we blaze off down there. And that first year, yeah, it was the first year. Buddy, it was good. It was good. I think the biggest we caught was an 11-12.
That's a giant.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we caught any 10s, though, Mickey. I know we didn't. We caught that 11-12. I don't know how many 9. I mean, this is wade fish. This ain't foam 30-inch. Look how big he is.
Yeah, shove it real through weight. The lens, make a 7 look like a 10, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I know.
It was real weight.
When you look at these pictures, you can tell.
Yeah, and they're all nice trout, but you can take a 5-pounder and make it look big. But it was really good. And I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I had people staying, and I still had – my guys were still leaving, and other guys were coming in, and I'm having to wash sheets. And it's the only time I ever probably made any money in the fishing business, real money.
Right.
With that lodging deal, because I wasn't paying nothing for it. But I didn't know what I was doing. But we were there, like, man.
Yeah, I can see you over a hot stove cooking.
I had Rob. I had Robbie. He's doing all that. He drank up most of whatever profits.
Drinking
we
up
made.
The profits.
Oh man, then Miller Lite start flying. He start cooking. So I had him, but we still didn't know what we were doing. But the fishing was unbelievable that year. There wasn't no brown tide.
Right,
it was clear, and you know you go every day. And man, I just remember when I ran my last trip. I was exhausted, man. I mean, like, I did good, but I don't know if I want to. But the next year I learned how to do it a little bit better, kind of spread everybody out. And then the third year, the brown tide came. Right. So I got down there, got set up, and I fished about 2 or 3 days. And I said, man, this water don't right. It ain't right. We didn't catch much. And I said, man, and I started, I don't know who I talked to. I thought somebody said, oh, it's brown tide. But you can still catch them. Okay. I fish maybe one more day. I said, look, man, catching brown tide, not brown tide, I ain't fishing here. I'm gone.
Right.
I called Carl and said, look, I'm out of here. I called all my guys. I said, hey, man. And I left from right there. I left from Corpus, and I drove to Sulphur, Louisiana. And I said, I'm going to Calcasieu. Y'all come, don't come, I don't care. No, we're coming. What do we do? I said, go stay at this wind gate in Sulphur. That's where we're going to fish. And you remember that year, buddy.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that was the winter that Rita hit. If you remember that, it wasn't nobody fishing. It was Blue Tarp City. All them weirs were blown out, and it was as good as it got, buddy. You know how good that was.
Oh, man. We rolled up some toads.
Yeah. And there wasn't nobody there but us. Nobody was fishing but us. That was good, but... Man, I just couldn't see standing there fishing that old bad water, man.
No, not when you had that sitting next door to us over here closer to home.
Yeah, I didn't even stop at home. I come through Houston, got on 10.
You just stayed on I-10.
I just kept going, man. And those people at the Wingate were pretty cool. They said, we'll give you a carpet rate. I said, how long are you going to stay? I said, about 2 months. They said, oh, good, we'll give you a carpet rate. I said, okay, that's great. I didn't know what that was, but that sounds good anyway. But, man, my traveling days, they just...
Mine were over quite a while back. I had enough of that. It just, man, it gets old. Can you imagine how tired Blaine is at the end of hunting season after all the quail and everything's over with? Harder work than having to feed people and lodge them and hunt them, and it just, it's monotonous. I don't know how
he does it, Mickey, because, you know, Blaine is, of course, older. You know, I know how, you know, we're all about 9 years apart. On a small scale, for 3 years, I worked for Rod down there at that ranch at Hebronville. Just the other side of town from Blaine is. Mm. On a small scale, all of Rod's customers and stuff like that, but still entertaining. And I don't cook, but I have to get it done.
Yeah.
Dude, my hat's off to him. People he runs through there, Blaine's an animal, always has been. That's tough, dude.
Hardest working guy I know.
He's an animal, man. Good dude, good hunter. I'm glad he killed him a good deer. For Blaine to go shoot one, I heard you say that, it had to be something good.
Yeah.
It wasn't no pencil.
I'll send you a picture of it. It's a beautiful buck. I mean, a low fence, South Texas. It's going to... They hadn't scored it yet. They've been so busy. I think he texted me yesterday, and Bill Rhodes' son shot a big one, a big 10. Beautiful deer. Not as big as Blaine's, but it's pretty dang big. And then he texted me back that yesterday evening and said, well, we got $5 on the ground right now, and they're waiting to be picked up, and they're getting them. It's on, man.
That's big time. Well, this cold weather hit right with that rut, but that's good. You know, Blaine don't pull the trigger on nothing. I'm glad they saved it for him. I wonder who saw it. Who saw it?
I think Craig saw it. It came through the yard after he dropped customers off. He came back to the house. They were sitting on the front porch, and it chased a doe right through, right across the carpet in the front yard. And
no kidding. So he
went
was
off
right
the brush,
there.
And they called Blaine, and he had just put his guys out, and he said he made it back from the south pasture to the house in a record time. So he got set up, and it came out down that middle lane about 250 yards on a doe. He rolled it right off
that's
the porch.
That's big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, send me a picture of that. Let me see it.
Yeah, that's big time, man.
But, yeah, that's a lot of work, man. All that lodging, when you start all that stuff, that's a different ball game,
it's
man.
Nasty.
Especially, you know, I don't know nothing about it or how to do it. I learned a little bit, but it's good money. I mean, you know.
It's
I was
like a revolving door down there. It's like a hotel. I mean, when I was down there at Christmas, four or five of them would pack up and load their suitcases and guns and leave, and then six or seven more would come in right behind them. It just never ended.
It's crazy. You know, anytime, and I tell people this, you know, we run a lot of fishing trips, but, you know, when you got to turn that key over to go make your money, yeah, you can make a living. You make a living. You don't make no money. If you start lodging and taking care of people like that, as much work as it is, you can make some money, but not just going fishing. You can't make no money like that. That's why Jay's got a pretty good little lick down there, what he's doing.
Yeah. Well,
that's a good deal.
That's tough game to play. But Blaine's got he's got him such a good crew, you know, with Craig and JP and Travis and, you know, David, the medicine man, he goes down and helps out, and some other guys that, you know, been going down there for years. When Blaine gets real booked up, a lot of other guys will show up and put people out for him. That's the biggest deal, is having enough room in all the trucks to put everybody in blinds every morning, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, you got to
get them there on time. They got
to
know the blinds and the way the lanes run and how to feed them, you know, and put corn out for them. And it's a job.
It's a job, buddy. It's a tough one, too.
It is.
But I'm glad he's had some business and everything going good. That's big time.
All right, man. Well, I'll shoot you those pictures here in a minute, and
I like to see it.
Yeah, if somebody wants to call you when this old weather breaks and get out there and stand on them a little bit, how they get a hold of you, James.
Yeah, Roger, buddy. 409-771-7306, and I'm starting to fill some days up. Somebody wants to go, holler at me.
Okay, buddy. James, always a pleasure. You have a good day, my friend.
All right, brother. Take
care.
See
you, man.
Bye.
Later. All right, let's jump the bridge. Let's go over and check on Sharky Marquez this morning. Michael, good morning. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Man, I'm doing a little bit of recovering and a little bit of crying at the same time.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, no, I'm good on the recovery part. I was supposed to take Mom to the airport. She was a Kilgore Rangerette.
And, oh, your mom was a Kilgore Rangerette?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she was.
How about
that?
Well,
she had it was cool. They had an opportunity to go, and they picked some of the Rangerettes, the past Rangerettes, to go and perform at the Cotton Bowl in Arlington. And so she was super honored, and she takes a lot of pride and all that. So I it was real important to her. And her flight 2 days ago got canceled to go. So she got it rescheduled to a red eye yesterday morning. So I was like, you know what, Mom, I'll pick you up and take you to the airport. So I was driving to pick her up 4 o'clock in the morning to pick her up. And she called me, and she was devastated, man, because her flight got canceled yesterday morning. So, So I get to the house, like, man, what are we going to do? So I just drove her to Arlington.
Oh, boy.
So, and then I was back here by 3 o'clock to service the boat and everything and get ready because we thought we had this weather window to go out today and all this. So anyway, it was a long day, dude. I'm recovering from – I spent about 11 hours, 12 hours in the car yesterday.
That just kills me, man. Just 5 or 6 hours when I go to South Texas. Gosh. Man.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what it'd be like being a truck driver.
Oh, my gosh, man. Yeah, props to them because, man, I was ready to – yeah, I was ready to kill over by the time I got back. But we got her there, man.
They probably got better seats in their truck than we do in our trucks. You know, they got that air ride stuff and all that. I need a recliner in mine if I'm going to stay in the truck that long.
I'm telling you, man. Oh, gosh. We pulled in there. There was like 45 minutes to get to the stadium. The roads were completely iced over.
I heard it was a mess up there. I'm surprised you even got her up there, man.
Dude, it was a miracle, man. I pulled over. I made a snow angel. You know, I did the whole nine, buddy. I was a seasoned northerner. You know. Anyway, yeah, it was cool. It was super cool. But we got her up there, got her up there. She did the game, and she's gonna. It's supposed to be warmer today, so she's supposed to be flying back at like 4 o'clock. So.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, now, other than that...
That certainly was a bust, that ball game last night.
I know it. I know it. I saw it. We're supposed to be, Mickey, we're supposed to be going and doing some wahoo fishing, man. And,
Well, I've been working on the weather for you. I'm not having much luck, man.
Gosh, man, it looked like there was going to be such a good window.
Nope.
And I mean, it's going to calm down to almost nothing tonight. And then tomorrow, you know, just super unpredictable. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just who knows what's going to happen in the Gulf.
Yeah.
I know.
Wind's going to go south this afternoon and then a front tomorrow. And here we go.
Yeah. I mean, there was just not a big enough window to go, man. I've got everybody amped up. I've got my rig ballyhoo. I've spent 10 hours the day before yesterday, you know, getting ready for this little window, and that window got shorter and shorter and shorter, and now now it's not enough of a window to go do anything, really, you know.
That's why there's more bay guides than there is offshore.
Golly, man, it's brutal, but it'll be pretty for a little bit this afternoon, and then welcome to the rodeo tomorrow.
Yeah.
Golly. And I've never seen anything like it. Like, if you look at the wind charts, I mean, it is swirling like a hurricane out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a screenshot of tomorrow, and it literally, there's an eye, you know?
Yeah.
There is an eye. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, that low pressure from, you know, down south on us.
Yep.
It every time. Walks its way up the coast ahead of these front lines, just like that last one did. Same thing, man.
Yeah, there was an eye in that one, too. I mean, it's crazy. I don't recall seeing a lot of that, but it got super aggressive and windy for this last one, and I'm thinking, man, I mean, it's supposed to be kind of in front of our, you know, in front of Galveston, really, at like 3 o'clock, but I'm thinking, man, if we go tuna fishing and wahoo fishing, and then God forbid it comes in 2 hours early or 3 hours early, and we got to drive a boat through that, man, it's not going to be very fun.
No.
You know, so I've been talking to all kinds of folks, and I sent Bill a screenshot yesterday. He says, yeah, I'm out on that one. I'm out on that one. He's like, I don't want no part of that. I don't either, man.
No, there's too many decent days to go. Well, not for you lately, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, not for us, but hopefully soon. Hopefully soon, man.
It's not any fun if you got to be that miserable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. there's one thing about going through a storm in the summertime and, you know, it's 100 degrees outside, you get splashed and everybody's soaking wet. But, buddy, it's when it's 40 degrees outside and everybody's getting splashed and soaking wet, it's a, you get freaking hypothermia.
Yes.
So, yeah, looks like it's not going to pan out, man. So I'm going to have to break the news to my folks here in a couple hours when the sun comes up. And, oh, man, we serviced the boat and did all kinds of work to it, man. And she's just sitting there pretty looking at me ready to go fishing, you know. Well, just a bummer.
Be ready when you need it.
That's true. That's true. And my rigs are ready as well, so.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a window, buddy. And I don't think it's going to happen this time.
It's that
time
of year.
We got plenty to do.
That's when you get all your stuff done, get ready for the big run, whatever the next weather break
is,
and go with it.
That's right.
All right, Sharky.
Coming soon. All right, brother.
It's always good talking to you, man. If somebody wants to call about getting down and doing some inshore or offshore fishing, lodging, all that good stuff, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, buddy.
Come on with it, man. Let's go make some memories, guys. Hop on our website, Outcast Fishing with no G. charters.com. You can check out all of our information, pricing, online calendar right there. Get booked up. Come stay with us at Bayside Event Center, man. It's on-site lodging here in Galveston. Sleep up to 15 people. So bring the family down. Come fishing. We'll go make some memories. Everybody be safe on the roads, and God bless.
Will do. Sharky.
All right, Stud. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, man.
Later, brother.
Later. All right, that's Captain Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. All right, time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, and all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.